Two women who were kidnapped last month in Colombia were released yesterday to a humanitarian commission made up of delegates of the International Committee of the Red Cross and representatives of the Catholic Church. Alexis Hebe is the spokesperson for the ICRC in Geneva, in charge of operations in the Americas. He spoke to Christopher Wells about the operation.
This is not a new situation. As we have reported repeatedly, Colombia is in a situation of non-international armed conflict. This is an internal conflict between different armed groups and police forces and military forces. And yesterday, the ICRC participated in the release of two women who had been taken hostage by one of the armed groups, the ELN, or National Liberation Army, as it is known.
And I understand that the group that actually worked to free the abductees also involved representatives of the Catholic Church. And is it common that the ICRC is collaborating with other groups on the ground? Could you explain that a little bit?
Sure, sure. The ICRC is an independent organization, and we have the means to work independently all around the world in situations of conflict and violence and so on. However, we always work upon requests from authorities or armed groups to help the victims of conflict. So in some instances, the armed groups request commissions of different people to verify and to help in the process. In this particular occasion, the ICRC was requested to help with the logistics of the release of these two women, together with members of the Catholic Church, as well as the National Ombudsman, as we call it in Spanish, the Defensoría del Pueblo. And basically, what the armed groups want is they want to have a commission of different people from different backgrounds, different sectors of the civil society, in order to show them what they're doing, and also in order that the news are passed through different groups. The ICRC, as we said, can do the job independently. We will not compromise the safety and the well-being of the victims. But if we are requested to work together with another group in the release of hostages, we will happily do so in order to bring the victims back to their families.
And in this particular case, is there an indication of the motive for the kidnappings? And along with that, what was the ELN hoping for in, first of all, kidnapping these people, and second of all, in releasing them now?
Mm-hmm. I have no comments to make as of the reasons why the ELN would kidnap two civilians. It is known that these two women were working for the mining sector, for a large pipeline that is being built in eastern Colombia, a pipeline linking the Orinoco region with the Caribbean coast. However, it is not for the ICRC to comment on the reasons behind the kidnapping.
And can you tell us just a little bit about the current status of the now-released victims? They're safe and with their families now?
Yes, so these are the very good news. As you can imagine, the two women went through a very harsh ordeal. It was very difficult. They spent about more than two weeks being hostage in a very difficult situation, in a very remote area of the country, sleeping in difficult conditions, and also being kept in against their will in a remote area. So when the ICRC managed to take them back to their families, the first thing we checked was the health condition, and we can confirm that they are doing well, they are safe, they are sound. And most importantly, they are now free and back with their families. Of course, during the release, we had a nurse in the ICRC team. So the nurse checked their health. And just to make sure that everything was okay, as soon as we saw them and we confirmed that the first impression was positive, was good. And of course, now we will see if we will recommend that these two women go to the doctor and make sure that that there are no long-term consequences to whatever they went through.
And finally, I understand this is not certainly the first time the ICRC has been involved in humanitarian aid of this sort. I'm sure it won't be the last. Can you tell us a little bit about the continuing work of the International Commission of the Red Cross in Colombia and throughout the region?
Of course, yes. As we have been reporting, the conflict in Colombia is a very old conflict. It's a conflict that has affected a majority of the current generation of people. People have grown up in remote areas, suffering from the conflict, being victimized by different armed groups, which have evolved significantly in the last 30 or 40 years and so on. Regarding the work of the ICRC, of course, we continue helping the civilians and the people no longer taking part in the hostilities, such as wounded people or detained persons and so on. And we have been very active in the release of hostages. Only 2 weeks ago, we helped releasing two commercial pilots that had been taken hostage in a very different region of Colombia towards the border with Ecuador in the region of Cauca. And just to give you an idea of the importance of this issue in Colombia, since 1994, we have helped release more than 1,500 persons, out of which about half, around 750, have been civilians. So it is also very important for the ICRC to remind the parties to the conflict that they have to respect the international humanitarian law. They have to respect the civilians, and they have to avoid using civilians as a tool in this conflict.